Today's thoughts explore one person's perspective on whether or not things happen for a reason. This podcast is a rough around the edges attempt at exploring my mind in hopes that it might inspire you to explore yours. My name is Fontaine, and this is Vox in Thought. After I posted the episode, These Eyes, describing a gardening injury, I got a few responses from folks wishing me swift healing. One of them is what I'll share today, and it's from a fellow named Bijoy. I met Bijoy at Google Sydney in dance class. He was born in India, lived in Sydney, and transferred to Google Poland for a while. While in Sydney, he used to sit next to Daniel, the blind developer I mentioned in a previous episode. So he knows him too. His thoughts stand beautifully on their own and explore whether or not things happen for a reason.
Hey Fontaine, this is Bijoy checking in. I hope you have been holding up okay during these times of COVID-19. Very interesting to listen to your podcast. I remember with gratitude that you seem to have an ability to break down seemingly complex things. Think dance steps for Sydney International Bachata Festival for Latin dance team. You have demonstrated that similar ability through your podcast as well. Such topics are plenty in number to explore and also have the potential to have many layers as well. It is saddening to hear that your eye was asked to take a little bit of rest by a potential incident from your garden. Hope it is going to be temporary. Hope the pain goes away soon enough. It is quite interesting that you decided to explore how a blind person would perceive life in the meantime. Daniel is a very interesting person who always sounded amazingly positive. He makes others think that he is just like everybody else. The accident that happened to you in your garden makes me think whether accidents or incidents, for that matter, happen for a reason. Incidents may or may not teach a person something, but certainly nobody would or should wish that it brings a gain at the expense of a loss. Assuming that there is no evidence to a creator of this universe yet, I would not want any incident be associated with one gain and one loss, or rather, equal amount of potential gains with potential losses. I would call incidents happening to a person cruel in that aspect, although the person may gain from such potential incident, at least an opportunity to learn something new. But that may be just the way of life. I had an email exchange with my father some years back where he mentioned a concern that I may make mistakes while exploring life by myself. I replied to his email saying that his concern is totally understandable, but one may have to make mistakes themselves to learn from it. While hearsay is a good warning, a person cannot live in fear thinking the other person cannot fail or make any mistakes at all. The exploration of one's life by failures and mistakes is one's own journey of life and may not be defined or bounded strictly by anybody else. Does anybody need to care about whether there is any reason behind an incident? Is asking the reason for an incident an ask to control the incident itself, or an ask to control over the world, or an ask to control over one's own life? If anything life has taught humans, it is that humans cannot control all the things happening around them. But humans are also critical thinkers and learners. Humans ask the question of why. In the case of incidents, the answer to some of the whys may be limited. The purpose of asking whether an incident happens for a reason conveniently can be extended to the purpose of asking whether one's life happened for a reason. It can again be further extended to the purpose of asking whether all the lives happened for a reason. But whatever the answers may be, the opportunity to learn from an incident or a group of incidents over a period of time, or of life, or all the lives, is unlimited as long as consciousness exists within a person, in my opinion, no pressure. It is supposed to be fun and enjoyable, by the way. In that aspect, learning is an opportunity for each human, given by somebody, I don't know. And a human will be defined by how this opportunity is being used. When all is said and done, a human is defined by the legacy that the human leaves behind, which may include many things, but the opportunity to learn and teach is definitely an interesting one among all of them, in my opinion. Thank you for listening.